This is Illinois Edition. I'm Bill Wheelhouse. Whether in the city of Springfield or around the county, Sangamon County residents were asked to give their thoughts about their neighborhood in a survey for regional planners. I talked with Ashley Kurtzinger, the director of the UIS Survey Research Office, about the findings.
Overall, Sangamon County residents are viewing their neighborhoods very favorably. It would take a large change in their income in order for them to move neighborhoods. But when you go and look at the regional differences, there are definitely some neighborhoods that residents are more positive about the general aesthetics, appearance of their neighborhood, the infrastructure, and the type of amenities they want to see added to their neighborhoods.
Give me an example there.
Okay, so in Northeast Springfield, residents are perhaps the most negative in their responses. They are the residents that had the lowest percentage of their population reporting that their neighborhoods are well-maintained, that their neighborhoods are attractive, that there isn't clutter or litter in the yards of their neighbors. While in Southwest Springfield, they're more positive. And then if you look at the county areas that individuals out there, what they care about is that their neighborhoods are calm, they're quiet, they feel homey. These are residents that are less likely to identify specific neighborhoods that they live in because sometimes they only have four or five houses within a mile span, but they like that quiet landscape.
Now you, as you did this survey, you mentioned the northeast part of Springfield. People were saying this area needs to be more clean, improved in that area, but there wasn't necessarily an indication that these folks were going to up and move.
No, absolutely not. In fact, only a small minority reported that any change in their income would result in them moving their neighborhoods. They have a lot of neighborhood pride, but they would like to see their neighborhood improved, definitely.
I noticed four neighborhoods in Springfield? Is that how you had it classified within the city?
Well, we didn't classify it as neighborhoods because there wouldn't be enough of the population in each of the neighborhoods to make any statistical significance findings. So we actually did it by regions, and we used some infrastructure, streets in the regions in Springfield and Sangamon County to distinguish the different areas, and then we put people based on their census tract.
Within the city of Springfield, a major complaint that people had seemed to be about alleys.
Yes, absolutely. Alleys are the infrastructure that got the most negative responses. They're the residents say that their alleys need to be improved, that they're not easily passable, they're not navigable, and that they're dirty.
They say their alleys are dirty. Do you see city officials all of a sudden saying, we're going to clean up the city's alleys and fix them all up?
Well, I'm hopeful that city officials will take the results of this survey and really look at what residents want to see improved. They've spent a lot of time and money cleaning up the streets and the sidewalks in the Springfield area specifically. And so maybe now it's time to invest those resources into alley infrastructure.
What other trends did you see that stuck out for you?
That there are definitely different terms to describe the different regions of Springfield. Really in the southeast corner, they describe their area as well-maintained. In the Moore County, they look at quiet, calm, homey. Closer out west, the west side of Springfield, they care about being developed and well-connected to restaurants and businesses. So, residents are really describing their regions in ways that make sense when we think about the layout of the city.
Was there anything in talking with city officials that you felt they were surprised by?
The planners and the executive director of the Regional Planning Commission were really interested in the demographic differences of how different members of the population view their infrastructure needs and improvements. So, for example, women, when you ask them about amenities they want to see in their neighborhood, are much more concerned about increasing green spaces, having areas where children and neighbors can gather and play, while male respondents were more likely to say that they want infrastructure improvements, so roads, streets, those types of things.
We hear from city types, those that know a city well, and they'll tell you the sewer system is aging, especially in a lot of neighborhoods. Does that come up? Does that come to mind for people? Do they point that out in the
They definitely point those out in the open-ended responses. They were more likely to talk about sewers in those open-ended responses when we allowed them the opportunity to just fill in the blanks of things that they want to see improved. They're also concerned about ditches around sidewalks, and so watching the drainage from streets and sidewalks.
And overall, did drainage issues pop up, by the way?
Yeah, in certain areas, it definitely did. People were concerned that, you know, not only were the curbs and ditches in poor condition, in lots of areas, they didn't even report having curbs and ditches around the roads.
So if you had to give somebody, what's the takeaway on this survey? What is the takeaway?
I think the takeaway of the survey is that Sangamon County residents really care about where they live. They have a lot of neighborhood pride, but there's definitely amenities and improvements they want to see happening in those neighborhoods. And those aren't, across the board the same. There's different infrastructure and improvements that need to occur in different regions of the county.
The survey also showed that people in new areas would like to see trees.
So one aspect of the survey asked residents to report what amenity they want to see added to their neighborhood, what would improve their neighborhood. And a lot of them dealt with landscaping and trees and improving green spaces and having more park-like areas in their neighborhoods. And I think that's something important for developers and city officials to pay attention to, the types of amenities that residents in Sangamon County want to see in their neighborhoods.
Who does that fall with? I mean, trees would seem to come to a property owner.
To some extent, yeah, but when they're building these new neighborhoods and developments, you know, Springfield is growing, you know, not just within the city, but moving out into the county. So, you know, perhaps the developers need to, you know, start planting those trees early when the plans for the neighborhoods are taking place.
There was also part of the survey where residents had the chance to add open-ended comments to the question, what is the biggest difference between your current neighborhood and your ideal neighborhood? Well, there were some who reported they were unhappy with the State Journal Register sending their advertisements out. As one person said, what detracts the most from the neighborhood, quote, are those stupid advertisers in their pink wrappers that litter in everyone's yard without their permission and that no one wants. Another mentioned that there were never any arrests for the, quote, many crimes committed at a local bar. Others commented in one fashion or another that people weren't necessarily caring for their property. And there were complaints about noisy neighbors, from using yard appliances in the evening to mowing at 7:30 on a Saturday morning, and one of the most common responses, the need for better sidewalks. I'm Bill Wheelhouse.